Welcome to the Valley Outdoors Radio, brought to you by Vexus Boats, building dreams with an unequaled passion for excellence. And now, with our hosts, Eric Colson, Don Cleaver, and Ava LaRue.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Gotta love the intro. That guy's got some lungs on him. Pipes. Amazing. Really nice and loud.
It's called pipes in this business.
Yes, it is. That's why I said pipes. Lungs, pipes, whatever. He can do it all in one breath, I guess. That's the key piece. Yeah. Hey, today is the long-awaited, every year we do it, that's right, the Christmas edition. We're going to have talked about Christmas gifts for the outdoorsman. You're not going to want to miss maybe a gag gift or two, but the rest are awesome. Super cool. Hang tight. It's that edition. You're going to really want to hang out for this. Hang tight.
Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference.
Avid outdoorsmen know that heading to the field without all the advantages, not a good idea. Most importantly, a stable shooting platform. Having the right platform can be critical to success. Field Optics Research is the industry leader, offering the most advanced, lightest, and stable tripods on the market. It's stability you need when that once-in-a-lifetime shot is in your crosshairs. Field Optics, the ultimate tripod for hunting, shooting, long-range precision shooting, spotting scopes, and outdoor photography.
Links to Field Research Optics available on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Good to see you, Ava. Don,
it's
how are you guys doing?
To be here. It's officially December.
It is officially December. We are.
And it feels like it. Like, what happened?
We have solid ice production this year, the first
yes.
time in how many years? Four?
Oh, it's been a while. the ice is, you got some places where the ice is good?
Yeah.
Even after yesterday's
blow?
Wind?
Yeah. Believe it or not, there is.
Where?
I cannot divulge that.
I've seen videos on my friend's stories of them ice fishing.
Gull is not one of them that's safe. That I do know. Gull blew completely open.
Yeah, I think Mille Lacs has got some open water in the.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. I mean,
in the middle around the shore though, it's out a quarter mile or so.
And we've got, you know, you're making ice every night, so not a bad thing. And just we say it every year: be safe, and hopefully Red Lake is they're gonna hold people back and not let them out. Because, you know, they had some good ice up there, and it was starting to get touch and go for people to go out. I had one person that had a double aluminum trailer done that said, oh, I've got a double axle aluminum trailer. It should be fine. He said, you're not going out. I think they're getting to that point where it doesn't matter how light your aluminum dual axle trailer is. That doesn't matter. You're not going out.
No.
So that's part of the gig. Lots of good snow being made for the ski areas. So that's good. They're almost going to be probably by next weekend completely open, which is a difference that we've had in the last 3-4 years.
Have you been out yet?
Once.
Have you?
Yep.
Which ski hill did you go to this year?
I went to Welch.
Okay. How many runs do they have open?
Three. Four now.
Four.
And they'll have probably seven by the weekend and more as it goes. They've got so much snow laid down. They just don't have enough snowcats to move all the snow that they put out there. So it's pretty incredible. And speaking of the snow and the skiing and the big things, the national news has come out, and I think I hinted at it a couple weeks. Was it 4 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, Ava? We're talking about Lindsey Vonn getting back into downhill skiing. coming back.
I think that was last week.
Yeah, coming out of retirement from 2019. She retired as one of the most winning women athletes on the slopes. And Dawn, she's actually going to be racing at Beaver Creek in some of the lower level. You have to requalify. So she's going to be racing some of the lower level FIS, which is a qualification level. But an FIS is a certified level skiing. But to get her points to jump back onto the World Cup circuit, she will be competing again after a partial knee replacement. And at the age of 40, she is going to be back into it.
Did she say why she wanted to get back into it?
The passion's still there.
Oh, wow.
She didn't know how, as she was going through her rehab, she was having a difficult time figuring out, you know, where am I at? She still had the desire, but she wasn't sure how the recovery was going to go. And as any injury goes, you know, at that point, you got to figure out how long it's going to take to recover from that injury. So at 40 years old, she is going to be back, and suspect she will get her points back and be competing on the World Cup circuit with the U.S. ski team as they, I believe they have, I forget what they call it, but they have a clause that lets a past team member, if they're out because of injury or otherwise, they can come back. But best of luck to Lindsay at 40.
Yeah, good luck. I mean, it's hope things hold together.
Well, it's exciting. I mean,
she's got the skill and the talent. Oh.
Just, well, and my concern is the speed events. When she crashes, she's going, as you've seen, Ava, right? I mean, the big events that she's skied, going Mach 400. When you crash at Mach 400, bad things happen. But even last week, this is something maybe not know. Michaela Schifrin going for her 100th win in downhill skiing also. Don, she actually landed on her side and punched a hole in her side of her rib cage. Punched a hole.
From what?
Landed on a gate. She slid on her side and the gate caught her and tore a hole in her rib cage area, or her abdomen, on the side of her abdomen.
Ouch.
And so she's going to be out for that same race that Lindsey Vonn is coming back. So more power to Michaela. She's going to be probably 2-3 weeks in healing up for that, but that was a pretty dramatic. You didn't look like a bad fall until she hit the gate with her side on the snow, and there's a tab that sticks up with the base because it's a flexible base.
Yep.
And it
kind of tore a hole in her side. Ouch.
Not a good thing at all. So best of luck for them. And, you know, it's a challenge, obviously, when you're out there doing that kind of a sport. And obviously, won't say it again, but be safe out there when you're on the ice. And none of us hate the fish so bad you got to go take a swim for it. So just keep that in mind.
No. Besides, that water's cold.
It's chilly. Yeah. No. It's super cool.
It's like 33 degrees.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. Exactly right. Well, tell you what, we're coming back and we are going to come up with our gift ideas. Don is slaving away, since he's the one who brought it up, slaving away on his laptop now, trying to figure out what he was trying to get done for this show. So we'll see how that comes out. Stay tuned. That and more when we return to more Valley Outdoors. Thanks for hanging in there with us. This next section is going to be of the show is going to be great. But keep in mind, we are brought to you by and part of thevalleyoutdoors.com. I got to say it once. Don, where else?
On Facebook.
Facebook.
Yeah.
And check us out. We are going to have cool stuff up there, as we always do. And don't forget the interactive site. If there's somewhere you want to go across the United States, you can certainly dial it in, punch it in, and find out what's going on in the state you're looking to go to. So, Christmas edition, simply because we've done it in the past. I think we've done it like the week before, but it's not enough time to actually go find something online and get
you
it done.
You have to have time
so,
to shop.
Don came up with the idea to do Christmas gifts. I said, okay, I'll do Christmas gifts. So I perused far and wide today. I mean, I looked everywhere for the coolest gifts I could possibly figure out for the outdoorsman. Multiple sites, different locations, striving to give these you guys, the our audience, our fans, the best possible. What do I get somebody that has absolutely everything?
That's and my Don dad. My dad's
you
the
did
worst.
That for 10 minutes.
And Don shows up, and he's this whole part of the first part of the intro. Yeah. He's on the on his laptop tablet trying to figure out what I want to get. No, so
I,
this
I
ought to be entertaining. I'm just saying. I'm just telling you, it's going to be entertaining to see how this goes. We're going to do one and one. I'll do one, or you do start. I'll do second. Mm. Then you go. Then I go.
When are you going to start? Now?
You're up. You're up first.
We're doing the gift segment. Okay.
Yeah, we're going to do the gift segment.
I'll tell you what I did do is I did look for some things that you can't. I mean, we've had, you know, the camouflage toilet paper and things like
that. Oh, yeah, the fishing from the toilet seat.
Yeah, gag gift. This is something, you know, you have a lot of things. You're probably not a whole lot you need anymore at this stage of the game. Can't imagine.
I always need stuff.
But, you know, nor do I. Yeah, you always need stuff, but sometimes it's just wishful thinking. But one of the things I ran into that I thought was that would be really handy for anybody, everybody has leather goods. And there is a kit that's made by Otter Wax. Otter, like the little fuzzy guy that swims around, Otter. Okay. Otter Wax, and I imagine it's otterwax.com. I don't know what this product costs, but it is a kit for keeping your leather. Now, what do you think about leather? You got belts, you got boots, you've got holsters, you got things of that nature. And it's something that anybody that's an outdoor person, you've got sheaths for your knives. Mm-hmm. To keep your leather in good, you know, keep it moisturized and oiled so that it's stays healthy and retains a long life. So that's my first one is a leather restoration kit.
Well, we're going in the practical aspect.
That's all we're talking about.
It's kind of
you got more
boring.
Toilet paper?
Oh no!
Oh
no! I got some cool stuff. That's what I got. I took time down.
Tell me about it.
I took time down. Okay. So my number one compared to your, what was that? Otter leather treatment stuff?
Otter Wax.
Okay. Yep, Otter Wax. Mine is a Brewmate Hopsilator Trio 3-in-1 insulated can cooler for 12-ounce and 16-ounce cans, 100% leak-proof. It can be a tumbler, and it's insulated for beer cans, soda, and energy drinks. This is the coolest part. You can actually, there's a segment that goes onto the bottom of it that screws on that has, it's, you can freeze it and you can keep your beer cold. You can keep whatever you want cold or use it as a tumbler and it has a drinking top to it so you can actually access it that way too. That is cool. Sorry to say, Ava, you be the judge. Which is a cool factor on that one?
You know, it's not that hard keeping your beer cold right now.
Yeah.
Ava?
And I have this koozie already that I swear is like magic. You know, if you take it out of the freezer, or not the freezer, but the fridge and put it in there, it stays cold forever. So I don't know if I necessarily need a frozen thing added to the bottom.
You may not.
Okay, bleep that one.
But how many people do you think are... What? How many people do you think are going to not have it? This is awesome. It's cool. It's for somebody that doesn't have everything or somebody that may actually have everything because it does everything at the same time. So I rest my case. $29. This is a deal. I'm telling you right now. It's cool.
Did you order one?
I did, actually.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. Well, I have a friend of mine that I got it for.
Yeah, we want to see it.
We want to see it.
And I'll bring you my koozie.
No, it's right there.
I want to see yours.
When it gets here.
Yeah, but I'm giving it as a gift. You can't see it.
Oh.
So.
Okay.
You didn't buy one
it.
For yourself.
I'm not buying it for myself.
Well, buy yourself a gift.
I'm going to.
Okay.
Don, you're
what
up
are you
next.
Get?
Don, he's
what are
stalling.
You gonna get?
Don,
yeah.
You're next.
Okay. The next item that I saw on there, it's called an AeroPress. And this is an item that is good for anytime you're in the wilderness, you're camping, you're hunting, you're fishing at every outpost or anything like that. And it's a all-in-one kind of a French press.
Oh, that is cool.
And a coffee cup at the same time.
Oh, that's cool.
And that thing runs about $37. And, you know, if you have the websites, we could put them on our website.
If you had, I can get these.
Yeah, I got them right here. Right there on my laptop.
You send them on over, yeah. Don.
I'll send them over to
Don. Just send them right on. Sounds like Fargo. Yeah, I get it right over to you.
Get some for you.
I'll send it over to Ava. She'll get them on.
I love that movie.
Okay, so that was a good one, Don.
Yeah.
I'm crediting you for a 50-50.
Yeah.
First one, that's it.
That's it.
You run the end of your deal.
Yeah,
okay,
so a lot of gifts.
All right, so here we go. I had to come up with this. There's two of them that are along Ava's favorite list. This one's from Meat Eater. This is the Meat Eater signature scent grooming kit.
What?
Get closer to nature with the all-new limited edition Meat Eater signature scent grooming kit. This kit includes is included. Some smells that you come across in the great outdoors. Unlike other men's grooming products, these are designed to make you smell worse. This makes it the perfect gag gift for your hunting buddy that seems to have all the luck. So we have Purely Pronghorn. We have Beaver Fever. We have Bear Bait. We have Sweet and Skunky and Rutting Elk. So you have two sprays, two hair gels, and a deodorant. The Beaver Fever is a deodorant, and the Running Elk and Purely Pronghorn are both hair gels of some type. So,
yum. Yeah. So who did you order that gift for?
I can't tell you that, Don.
Oh.
You.
No.
We have to be in the same room as him, so that might not be a wise thing.
Yeah, because I'd wear it.
I don't care.
Here.
And he would make sure to turn.
We do the show off.
He would turn that AC off and just bask in the.
Okay, so now that's the only gag gift I have in the whole thing.
Oh, okay.
That's the only one.
All of them are.
Now, this one is cool. I think people would love this. Okay. The Meat Eater Trivia Collector's Edition. The board game is the ultimate test of your outdoor knowledge. It's based on the Meat Eater Trivia podcast hosted by Spencer Newhearth, which you can find on the Meat Eater podcast feed and Meat Eater YouTube channel. It includes every card from the original game and the expansion pack, plus 100 additional questions that are only available in the collector's edition. And the coolest part is they're donating a portion of the sales to conservation. That means your purchase helps to fund the land access and wild habitat. Quite literally, the only board game where conservation always wins. And that is pretty cool. That is available on the Meat Eater website. That's $50. That is, I looked at the game, and it comes in, it's like a ammo box, Don. Look at.
Oh, cool.
So, there you go, Ava. That was kind of neat.
Yeah. That's what I need.
Yep, see? Another one.
You need your beer drinking machine there thing-majig to have that with that game.
Yep.
See, they kind of work together.
You got to get four of them. Yep. How many can play the game?
I don't know. A bunch? I didn't go into that many details, so it doesn't matter.
I thought you researched this.
I did. Okay. A lot can play.
I told you spent 10 minutes on that.
Oh, no, it's
four.
Not 10 minutes.
You spent four.
Four. Completely different site. When you're out in the cold, whether you're sitting in a deer stand, wherever it might be, your hands can get cold, whether you're ice fishing, whatever. So hand warmer, rechargeable, 14,000 amp hour with charging case, 2-pack electric hand warmers, magnetic 2-in-1 pocket warmer. And it is, look at that. And they both fit in your pocket. They're small enough where you can put them in your hand and in your glove. And they're rechargeable on top of it. Pretty neat.
And you got the charger with you.
Well, you don't need to worry about that because it goes for a long period of time, and it just plug it into the unit to recharge.
So you leave that at home and recharge it when you go home.
Or in
I
your
like
car.
That.
You put it in your car, too.
That'd be nice.
I feel like those disposable ones are just
wasteful. See, that's exactly. The other thing, too, is at certain points, if it's so cold, it doesn't work as well. And you want to, where do I put it? In the front of my hand, the back of my hand? So that is a solid.
I like that one, Eric.
Yep, that one's a
good
winner.
Good one.
Comes with a charging case. Quickly recharge your hand warmers on the go, eliminating battery anxiety. Fully charge a warmer lasts from 4.5 to 10 hours. And the charging case can power up to 2 warmers 3 times. So this is the key piece. You don't have to have the charger unit plugged in. It is you charge the unit that charges your hand warmers. You bring it with you, and it'll charge it up 3 times without having to connect it to anything. It's similar to earbud
like
cases.
Like a battery pack or something. Yeah.
Yep, exactly.
Nice.
So that was pretty neat deal. This truly is one for somebody that thinks they have everything, or you want to get them something that's unique. A 15-in-1 survival kit. This particular kit, really cool. Best of all gadgets. And it has literally everything you can possibly imagine. So it has, let's see. Oh, boy, I can't even, it doesn't even list everything it has in it. It's got a portable axe. It's got a hammer. It's got a wrench. It's got a pliers. It's got a carabiner. It's 15 different pieces. Plus, it's got the credit card wrench, yep, as well as all the other pieces and parts, plus matches, knife, flint, everything you could possibly imagine.
How big
and
is
it comes
it?
In a neat pack. It's 8.5 by 5 by 3. 8.5 inches by 5 by 3. Now, the one thing I'll tell you is there's other upgrades that you can get. This one happens to be $30. The ones that were around 60 or 49 to 69 were probably what I would go with. And they are online at various sites. You can go on Amazon to find them. But, I mean, look at that. It's got everything, flashlight, the whole nine yards. But it is a pretty neat little pack. You throw it in your car, and you don't ever worry about it. Because oftentimes you get stuck, and you're like, okay, wait a minute. I need this tool, and I don't have it.
You probably don't go into the wilderness a lot. I'm just
not in the outback, no.
Right. I do. And I do carry a flint in my boat at all times.
Just
in case. So
it's the
sure
perfect.
I don't even know how to use one.
Well, I'll show you sometime.
Oh.
Will you?
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Pretty cool. So I think that's a pretty solid gift, don't you?
Yeah.
I had never seen this before. So there's a 13-in-1, a 15-in-1 in this particular grouping. There's others that are in that same 15-in-1, but they're higher level. So you'll
nicer
find the steel
things,
is going to be
a
higher level. The tools are a better quality.
Better
so,
grade, yep.
Yep, exactly. And I have one more.
Okay.
This was pretty different, I'll say. Rechargeable LED flashlight gloves.
What?
Rechargeable LED flashlight gloves. That's right. Gloves to try provide you with more lighting in different areas instead of having someone hold a flashlight. They actually light up on your pointer finger on both hands, and they will light up whatever area you're looking at. And they are fully rechargeable. It's like a neoprene glove you can put on, and it's going to give you the ability to see what you're working on without having to hold a light.
That's interesting. I was thinking when you first said it that it was like maybe on the back of the hand. You know what I mean? Because if you're using your hands, it would shine down on.
The fingerless gadget's made of stretchy fabric and adjustable Velcro. Fits most men's or women's hands comfortably. Gloves can be directly worn, simple to use. Fully release your hands from the need to hold a traditional flashlight. And besides, it's cool and useful for handymen, car lovers, electricians, engineers, mechanics, when you're working and repairing pieces and parts. Night fishing, I think, would be pretty cool, especially when you're trying to tie lines.
Yeah, and you just can't see that little whatever it is.
Exactly right. So I think that would be pretty neat. Oh, Don just...
Oh, he found something.
I'm going to add one thing. Oh, I could add a couple, actually, I thought, but... I'll tell you what, one of the nicest things I've ever gotten that is handy is a Benchmade knife. It's like a pocket knife, but it's called a mini. If you can look, I mean, I'm just having to look on Shield's website here. They've got them, but it's an orange handle. So if you drop it, it's easy to see.
Don't you love that when you go to have a hunting knife and they camouflage.
Yeah, well, it's that's why a lot of the things I buy are orange. Why you make it camouflage handle on it so you can't see it when you drop it?
I think a lot of people right now are sitting in their cars saying, exactly right. Why do they do that?
Because I don't know, it looks cool.
It does.
But it's
you guys got to remember, you make a knife because you will say, wow, that looks really cool. And then you get it out in the woods and you drop it and you're like, now I know why I should have bought.
I will tell you, they're not inexpensive. This is a Benchmade 533 mini bug out pocket knife. It's $153.
Who makes it?
Benchmade.
Oh, Benchmade. Well, it's a company, Benchmade.
That's the name of the company. They're a well-known knife company. But it is one of the nicest tools, and it's so lightweight, you can put it in your pocket, you don't even know it's there, because the handle's
Make sure you don't go into the airport with it, because that knife will be gone, as they say.
I make sure I don't have that in my pocket when I go in through security.
Yeah, exactly. So, well, Don, that wraps it up. I appreciate your contributions today. I think I might have brought some value. You brought some value to it, but hopefully everybody gets their Christmas shopping done, and with the help of our show, perfectly done every year. Don, Ava, thanks for a good show this week. We are out. We are the Valley Outdoors. Good luck shopping, and be safe in the outdoors this weekend.
Thanks for listening to the Valley Outdoors Radio, brought to you by Vexus Boats, building dreams with an unequaled passion for excellence. Catch us next week, same time, same place. Have a great day on the water or in the field.